Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, almost missed that one. Ain't yet. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also already the 30th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was down to 11 this morning. I mean, it's getting cold. It's winter. I can feel it. All right, let's see what we're going to look at here. Judge strikes Pittsburgh ban on use of AR-15s, high cap magazines, and this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
For listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, judge strikes down Pittsburgh ban on use of AR-15s and high-capacity magazines. And this is from Breitbart, sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Allegheny Court of Common Pleas on Monday struck down Pittsburgh's ban on the use of AR-15s inside city limits. Breitbart News reported Pittsburgh's mayor, Democrat, signed the ban on AR-15 usage April 9, 2019. WJAC reported other aspects of the gun control ban. Most uses of armor-piercing ammunition and high-capacity magazines. The control signed by Peduto. God, that's hard to say. We're also intended to allow guns to be seized from individuals via red flag law. WESA reported Allegheny County Judge Joseph James found all the controls void and unenforceable due to state's preemption statute. Now, what's wrong with this whole fucking picture? There can be no statutes whatsoever on the second article. This judge has no authority to rule one way or the other on the second article. I mean, this is just another of hundreds and hundreds a fucking ruling. Everybody's, oh, yeah, yeah, we told them. No, what you're telling them is that they got the fucking authority to say yes or no. God damn it, know what you're talking about. This judge has no authority over the second article. The only way the second article could be litigated in any way would be in a common law court under the common law jurisdiction. And there is no state statute, any kind of legislated statute, state or federal, that can have a fucking thing to do with our goddamn Bill of Rights. Ratified law. The law of the people. It's law, 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 law. The highest law. Can't be broken. You break it, you're a fucking criminal. This guy, this judge that everybody will be praising today, is a fucking criminal. A preemption law means a city or municipality is barred from passing gun controls that exceed those existing at the state level under a legislated, you know, where they legislated your second article away in direct violation of the ninth article. I mean, it's just a fucking corporate bunch of bullshit. It's corporate policy. And it is fucking unlawful corporate fucking policy. It is treason. It is sedition. It is a hangable fucking offense because of the intent is to remove the Bill of Rights and remove the people's fucking authority and to fucking enslave the people and subjugate them. Period. The NRA, ILA's, Jason Ointment, praised the ruling, saying, "This is a huge victory for law-abiding infringement-abiding gun owners and everyone who values freedom in the Keystone State. Cases like this underscore the people's need for judges who will faithfully interpret the law in defense of their rights and liberties." He's interpreting statutes. He cannot interpret the fucking Bill of Rights. And this whatever state statute he was talking about is fucking unlawful. Period. You don't accept that these fuckers can fucking litigate anywhere in your fucking common law. They can't. That's why it was put there. It's put there so you would have freedom and liberty. And you will enforce it that way or you will not have freedom and liberty. And so and praise this fucking judge, this fucking piece of shit traitor, because he knows what he is. He's a fucking corporate fucking agent. He is a fucking private contractor. Anyway, that was a short one. In first soldier convicted over killing of Gaza rioter gets 1 month sentence. I mean, the in first. Oh, and first, I guess first time they've ever even said anything about it. This is from the Times of Israel. It was sent in by enemy of the state for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A military court on Monday made its first conviction in connection with a series of weekly riots. I mean, look at the way this is all worded by, who is this? Times of Israel, of course, is going to be fucking worded that way because they're all terrorists, you know. Let's go on. With a series of weekly riots and protests held along the Gaza border beginning last year, finding a soldier guilty of disobeying an order leading to the death of a Palestinian teenager. Why not do the same here? And they want to gun somebody down? Well, they just disobeyed an order. That's what they're getting a reprimand for. For murder. For murder, because I watched them fucking murder them people. And anybody that was watching the stupid box, they showed them fucking murdering fucking kids. Fucking women. They didn't get unarmed people. Fucking genocide. He was sentenced to 1 month in prison. Ooh, for murder. To be served through military related labor. Oh, but that'll be a fucking vacation. He'll be stationed over in fucking Hawaii or something for a month. That'll be his punishment. As well as probation and a demotion in rank to private. And that'll last about a week. This was the first conviction of an Israeli Defense Forces soldier over the death of a Palestinian rioter. Oh, because these are the rioters, you see. That's what they were doing. They were rioting. No, they get within 200 yards of that fence, and they were getting fucking shot. 200 yards of the fence of the occupied territories that used to be their fucking homes. But they were rioting is what they were doing during the so-called March of Return protests. Oh, so you protested, right? No, those were rioters. I seen one fucking kid shot in the leg. He was just fucking standing there. He was just rioting all over the fucking place when he got drilled in the fucking leg by one of those fuckers sitting back with a fucking small caliber sniper rifle. Only on July 13, 2018, the soldier whose name is barred from publication, protected by the fucking, I mean, I'm sure that way we can be sure that he served out his labor and that he was demoted, right? That's how you can tell. How are you going to prove that ever happened? That anything happened? Maybe he got a promotion. We don't even know who this fucker is. That's why they don't want to print names anymore, because then they can elevate these people. This guy ain't nothing going to happen to him. He's going to get a pat on the back and a fucking promotion. And how do you know he isn't? Well, you don't even know who the fuck he is, do you? Open fire at a Palestinian teenager identified as Gazan officials as Othman Hillelis, 15, as he was climbing the Gaza security fence during a riot, the army said. A riot out in the middle of the fucking desert, people. This isn't, you're not like talking like in a town or anything. This is a fence out on the fucking Gaza Strip. A big fucking fence, open territory. But they were rioting. Don't you know? That's why it's all right to shoot them. The serviceman did so without receiving the required permission from his commanders, not in accordance with the rules of engagement and not in accordance with the instructions he had received prior, the military said. Well, then that makes it murder, don't it? I mean, do they have the authority to say shoot a teenager? Shoot that kid over there climbing that fence. He's a rioter. These pieces of shit, I mean, their gall and their fucking arrogance is unending. Footage of the July 13 incident appears to show Hillelis climbing the Gaza border fence before being shot. He got shot climbing a fucking fence. Are we shooting them son of a bitches down on our southern border that are fucking climbing over our fence? They're walking through the fence, fucking climbing, invading our fucking borders? It's all right to shoot them, right? Oh, no, man, if one of them fucking is sick and dies along the fucking way, you're fucking, oh, God, you're going to get sued. The people have got to pay that fucking invader for fucking coming into, this is our fucking country. I mean, this is, when you're talking the Palestinians' fucking country. It was fucking, I mean, the goddamn British had no goddamn authority. I mean, I was talking about, you know, I looking at all these empires, and that's when they grabbed the Gaza Strip, was after World War II. They were all splitting up the booty with their fucking empires. And so they just give your, how would you like to have your fucking, your state given to another fucking country? How would you like that, people? Would you resist? You probably fucking wouldn't. You'd probably just say, well, look, they said they gave it to them. I guess they can. In August 2018, military advocate General Sharon Afek ordered a probe opened into the shooting of Hillelis and into the March 30 shooting of another Palestinian teenager, Abdel Fattah Abdel Nabib, 18, in light of the suspicion that the shootings were not in accordance with the rules. Well, as long as you follow the rules, you can go ahead and just shoot unarmed fucking people. You understand? If this would have happened in fucking, say, Hong Kong, man, it would have been just a terrible fucking thing, and the Chinese would have been condemned. But when a fucking kike kills a fucking Palestinian, it's just like shooting a dog. It don't mean not, well, in this country, you get more trouble for shooting a dog in this country than a fucking Israeli gets into for shooting a human being. Or engagement, the IDF said in a statement at the time. The soldier was not convicted of a more serious offense like manslaughter, as military prosecutors were unable to collect sufficient evidence connecting his gunshot to Heller's death. And how can you say, I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? Did you have the gun that he was assigned? You didn't have no ballistics on that gun? They don't do ballistics over there in fucking Israel? Was it his gun? Was it his bullet? I mean, it's a pretty fucking simple thing to figure out here, isn't it? No, we couldn't say it was his gun that did it. Because all our guns over here, they don't leave significant fucking prints on the bullet and the fucking casing, and then the primer casing. They don't do that over there. I mean, there's just no way to tell. So we just gave him a month. What did they give him? and gave him sentence of 1 month, a month for murder. Wow. At the time, the IDF released a statement saying the 15-year-old had attempted to infiltrate into Israel through Palestinians, though Palestinians have disputed this. Infiltrate in. Now, what's happening on our southern border? Aren't they infiltrating into our country? If you shot one of them son of a bitches, what would happen? Man, it would be the fucking oi fucking scream out of hell. You Americans, you fucking racist, you goddamn, you fucking xenophobias, you killers, you ethnic cleansers. Isn't this ethnic cleansing, people? What they're doing to the Palestinians, they've taken the whole fucking country, and they're fucking committing genocide on the people. Isn't that ethnic cleansing? Not when you do it as an oi boy. The March of Return protest began on March 30, 2018. The border demonstrations mostly took place on Friday afternoons and on holidays, between several hundreds and tens of thousands of people taking part. And I want several fucking people just be shot standing there. And they weren't even up to the fucking fence. Just standing there. You seen it. I seen it. It's like Kelly Thomas's murder. We watched it happen. But all they have to do is just put out this from the Israeli Times of Israel. They shouldn't have given that month. He was just doing his duty. The demonstrations began as a grassroots initiative, but they were quickly co-opted by the Gaza ruling Hamas terror group and other terrorist organizations. If you say so, Kike. If you say so, Kike, I guess it's true. It looked like to me what I saw on the fucking cameras, on the video footage. He shot a few journalists, too. Was that a part of the program? Were they trying to invade your fucking country? But what I saw was just fucking people out there. Fucking, I seen that one boy shot, I mean, this kid's just standing there. There's nobody within like 10 feet of him. He's just standing there. Boom, you see the bullet hit him in the fucking leg. Down he goes. They were just having fun, is what they were doing. But I'm telling you, the world has woken up to what the monsters those fucking Israelis are. That's the bottom line. I mean, putting out shit like this, I mean, this part of the new propaganda program, they got to start throwing this crap our way, too. And then, you know, don't think they're not fucking working right now and fucking lost to make it illegal for you to even call those dirty fucking low-down murdering fucking kikes, low-down dirty motherfucking murdering kikes. These protests often included safety, deadly clashes with Israeli security forces in which facing Palestinian gunfire, grenades, homemade pipe bombs, and Molotov cocktails were directed towards IDF troops. Bullshit. You surely have footage of that. Why didn't you show that fucking footage? Why is all the footage I seen were just fucking people standing around getting fucking shot like you were fucking sitting back with a six-pack of beer plinking at squirrels? Huh? Israel,
you also got to remember that Trump made the USA capital inside Israel and Jerusalem. I mean, this is what the fuck we're dealing with, a fucking maniac for a president. That's what we get for a president, man. I mean, our capital inside of, I mean, our embassy inside of Israel is right in the middle of fucking Jerusalem, for Christ's sake.
Well, he is a fucking Israeli. I mean, he's a fucking Jew. That's what the man is. I mean, of course, that's his country. He's a part. He's the chosen one to bring the fucking Ottoman Empire into to be the Zionist Empire, the seat of world power. Of course, he did. And fucking killing people. I mean, I've seen these dirty fucking Israeli security forces. Fucking hitting kids, I mean like 12, 14-year-old kids, they're walking to school and fucking going up and just knocking them around and fucking shit just for the fucking fun of it. These are the biggest pack of fucking cowards to ever breathe air, and their day will come. Their day will come when there will not be the United States goyim and the fucking, that they, you know, their colony here that they have fucking established through fucking fraud and breaking of our fucking laws, our highest fucking laws. It's not going to last forever, you fucking kikes. I mean, they've already declared they're going to fucking destroy our whole fucking country like they did Germany. But we're not going to play that fucking game. We're going to play an entirely different game, and you're not going to like how it turns out. Because it turns out with justice for all the fucking people you have fucking put in misery over the fucking years, all the murders, all the pedophilia. Israel has... go ahead.
And, you know, these are the same SOBs or the offspring of those who came out of Russia when they took those people's land. So what they did to the Russian people, this is the same blood that running through them. You know, how they just slaughter all the Eastern European and all the Russian people. These are the same SOBs, man, the same ones.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. All of the gulags, you know, they talk about 6 million Jews were killed. The horror, the horror. When there wasn't even 6 million Jews in fucking Europe. But there sure as hell were 60 million fucking Christians killed in the gulags in fucking Russia. And every gulag was run by a fucking rabbi. That's a fact. You'll never hear that fucking talked about, though, will ya? Yeah, they came out of the fucking Khazars. They came out of fucking Russia. But God damn it, the God, people of Israel, you know, what are you doing about it over there? What are you doing about these Khazars? I heard the fucking Netanyahu couldn't fucking form a government this time. But, I mean, John brought up a book fucking once upon a time here that talked about a fucking... Orthodox, I mean, a real fucking Jew, I mean, from the real Jews, not the Khazarians, that went there and they said that they were treated like niggers. And that's how they treat the fucking real Jews over there in Khazarian land. People. The IDF has defended itself from its condemnation, saying it maintains strict rules of engagement for soldiers. Was that strict rules when I saw? I mean, I tell you, that sticks in my mind. A lot of things that just stick in your mind, you know, because you just go, whoa, I don't believe I just seen that happen. But they just show this, I mean, this kid just standing there. And there's nobody, you can't see nobody way out in front of him, you can't see nothing, and nobody around him. He's just standing there, and whap, man, the bullet hits him in the fucking leg, and down he goes. Was that part of your rules of engagement? And I guarantee he was more than 200 yards from that goddamn fence, even if that was fucking a justification. It's just like him going in and bombing Gaza with fucking phosphorus bombs. Supposedly outlawed by international law, you know. There's law out there, international law, but evidently the fucking Israelis are not subject to that law. Just like the cocksucking corporate mafia in this country is not subject to the fucking laws of our people. Somebody needs to enforce them laws, I think. The IDF has defended itself from the condemnation, saying it maintains strict rules of engagement for soldiers that require the approval of senior commanders before a shot can be fired, and that it performs investigations into every bullet fired. My fucking ass. You said that you couldn't match that gun. How are you doing these investigations? And I want to know which one of your fucking senior officers approved that shot I saw when that kid got shot in that fucking leg. I mean, there was nobody around. He wasn't doing a goddamn thing but standing there. I want to know when that was investigated, Kike. We have not. I am not saying not yet. I'm saying not. I have found even one incident of a soldier just deciding to shoot into a crowd, even on tough days. What did I fucking just tell you? I witnessed it, and I guarantee you that fucking there was millions of people in this country that seen that kid get fucking shot. I seen a lot of people get shot that weren't doing nothing. They didn't have guns. I mean, well, what if we fucking, like I said, do it down to the border and fucking, we're being invaded by several foreign countries. What if we went to just start shooting the fucking invaders? These people were fucking unarmed. Unarmed. Children. They kill kids. They want to hit them in the fucking diaper. They like to want hear them scream. We've seen their sadistic fucking satanic ways. The head of the IDF Southern Command, Major General Herzi Halevi, said in an international law conference earlier this year, "You're a lying fucking kike son of a bitch." And everybody fucking knows it. The fucking world knows what Israel is. The world knows what the fucking Khazarian fucking empire is all about. Some 200 Palestinians have been killed and thousands more injured by Israeli fire since the weekly protests began. The Hamas, it's Hamas. You mean that Hamas that you fucking created is controlled opposition so that you could fucking take the whole fucking country of fucking Palestine? Is that what you're talking about? I know we all fucking, the world knows. See, so this is why they're going forth, just like Trump declaring that we took that oil, that's our oil. Oh, so you're running it as a straight up mafia now, huh? You're just fucking, we just took it. No declaration of war from our Congress. Every fucking violation that you could fucking think of for a fucking occupational, Jewish occupation of the United States. You have done it, Trumpy. Declaring, just go on, what's going on? Well, we're taking that oil, that pool of oil, that Syrian oil. I'm taking it, you see? Taken. That's called theft. And if them, and I mean, to say it, don't worry, it's mine, I'm taking it. That's mafia. That's what it is. I mean, this fucking, that phony goddamn, supposed killing of Baghdadi or whatever the fuck his name was. This is all a fucking ruse. This way, the whole reason I guess they were in Syria is fucking plain and clear now. They wanted to remove the Assad regime and just go ahead and take over the fucking oil fields that way. But barring that, in southern fucking Syria, they have taken up. We've got 30% of that land occupied. Weren't invited in. You told us we have no fucking. No business there, nothing to do there one fucking day. And the next day you tell us that all the oil, we've taken over all the oil in the Middle East. Did you hear what I said?
Makes you feel real good to be an American, doesn't it, Henry?
Oh, I'm proud. I'm so...
Like, when I read that, I felt like a piece of shit. You know what?
I don't.
Are you kidding me?
I don't feel like a piece of shit. I've had nothing to do with it. I've been as much a victim as these fucking people have. The American nationals, you know, the 75% of us here, we're not talking about the 12 to 18 fucking percent of the fuckers that are fucking doing this. The rest of us have been the victims in the same way. Look at Kelly Thomas. Look at James Boyd, Marion Curie, James Gardner. I mean, I could fucking sit here and read names and fucking tell the rest of the program's gone and wouldn't even be started. And our people that have been brutally fucking murdered by the same son of a bitches that are murdering the fucking Syrians. This whole fucking world needs to stand up and just rip these fuckers apart.
Yeah, and we fly half staff over a goddamn fireman who sprains his ankle on 9/11, for Christ's sake, you know. I mean, and here we are murdering people all over the world. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, the 9/11, there was innocent people were killed like a son of a bitch. I can see, you know, those were our people, too. But it's the lie of 9/11, the lie of why it happened. Oh, so that President Trump, through executive fucking dictatorship, could fucking enact the Patriot Act, just like the unlawful fucking Patriot Act. That was a violation of the law of the highest degree, people. You don't enact no kind of fucking law. That fucking, you do not have the authority. The Ninth Article forbids it. You do not have the authority to remove any fucking rights for any fucking reason. There's not a good enough reason. And you do not have the authority, period. Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Yeah, you fucking right. It's a jihad. When somebody invades your country and you start fucking fighting them, you're committing a fucking jihad, you see? You're not fucking trying to defend your homeland. I mean, this is how goofy these cocksuckers have gotten. I mean, well, here's your new fucking propagandists. They're going down the same goofy fucking trail their predecessors did, aren't they? I mean, and God almighty, the polls and the surveys. I mean, 50 fucking polls a day and 50 fucking surveys telling you fucking shit. I mean, fucking, it's stupid. Everybody knows it's a fucking lie. You've got 9%, Fox, you've got 9% of the fucking people that fucking believe anything you say, and it's only because they're fucking industrialists in this goddamn country that are making fucking bank on your fucking bloody fucking murder you export, okay? Islamic Jihad terror groups have acknowledged that dozens of those killed were their members. Oh, yeah, they were all just fucking terrorists. That kid looked like a terrorist to me, standing there in his blue jeans and his fucking shirt when you fucking shot him. You fucking pigs. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy and Expect the Worst. Just expect the fucking worst from these pricks. illegal alien child rapist on the run after accidentally being freed by Georgia prison. Think this guy, accidentally, you know, when even in the county jails, when they bring somebody in that's going to prison, they have different kind of clothes on. They have, they are marked. They're watched. They're extra fucking watched. And then they just let him out of prison? He had to show up in them fucking clothes because that's how he would have been transported. At least here in Oregon, that's how it would have been. Maybe in Georgia, they just let them all wear the same fucking clothes and they don't distinguish one fella from another. And this guy here, I'm telling you guys, is probably some fucking high up in the cartel. And there was a big fucking bunch of money paid so he could just turn around and walk out of that fucking prison. All he's got to do is get back down to Guatemala and he's disappeared. And then he can come back and kill some more fucking people. This is from Breitbart. A convicted illegal alien child rapist is now on the run after the Georgia Department of Corrections accidentally released him from prison. Really? Tony Mykon Munoz Mendez, a 31-year-old illegal alien, was accidentally released from prison in Georgia after serving just, ready for this? 4 years of his 3 life in prison sentences for repeatedly raping a 10-year-old girl. In 2015, Gwinnett County, Georgia, jury convicted Munoz Menendez for repeatedly raping the child and molesting her between 2010 and 2012. Subsequently, the illegal alien was given 3 life sentences. The child rape, this guy would have been in a special part. Fucking goddamn it, bullshit. The people in the goddamn, the guards and everything, the people that were releasing him didn't know who this motherfucker was, I'm sure. The child rape occurred while Munoz Menendez was dating and living with the victim's mother. On October 25th, on October 25th, though, Munoz Mendez walked out of the Rogers State Prison as a free man in Tattnall County, Georgia, after state officials mistakenly released him. They didn't know who he was in that fucking prison, people. Do you believe that? Do you believe it for a fucking minute? The prosecutor who helped convict the illegal alien told 11 Alive that the prison must rethink how they are handling their security and how they let people out by mistake. This happens more than once? It is incomprehensible. It is unfucking believable is what it is, the prosecutor said. Unbelievable. Incomprehensible. No, it didn't happen. You let him out on purpose. You had to. Before being convicted of child rape in 2015, Munoz Menendez was arrested in 2008 for drunk driving and again in 2011 for failure to appear in court. It is unclear why the illegal alien was not deported after his first arrest. It's pretty clear to me. He was one of the fucking head guys of the fucking cartel, wasn't he? He fucking was up in the cartel. He was the guy that had enough fucking money to buy that fucking prison. Now Munoz Mendez is on the run, and those with information on his whereabouts are encouraged to call the police. And I've seen this one time on television. If this son of a bitch was truly on the loose, a murder, think what the son of a bitch did. The bitch, one time they showed his picture, and that was it. I ain't heard nothing else about it. He's probably down in Guatemala right now, fucking sipping fucking margaritas. And, we've been hearing about just how this border, they've shut that goddamn border down. Oh, boy, they've shut that border down. 1.1 million migrants crossed into the United States fiscal year 2019. Nearly 500,000 families. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Joe STP. And I told you guys this article was on its way. It was coming. Because sooner or later they have to do the math and they have to, they have to tell it what's really going on. It's because you're going to notice it. You're going to notice it that you go walk in a fucking Walmart and fucking, I'm telling you, fucking 3/4 of the people are fucking can't speak English. The apprehension of migrants who crossed the border into the United States reached, oh, by the way, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion. I'm from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. The apprehension of migrants who crossed the border into the United States reached 1.1 million during fiscal year 2019. More than 850,000 crossed into the United States illegally. Of course, nearly half a million of the migrants were family units. So they can, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. During fiscal, how many did you deport? That's what I want to know. I want to see the deportation list. During fiscal year 2019, which ended on September 30th, U.S. Border Patrol agents and CBP officers apprehended more than 1,148,000 migrants who crossed the border from, see, they, I love the way they put that, apprehended. No, you didn't apprehend them. You assisted them. You aided them. You aided the invasion. You are a fucking traitor. Every goddamn one of you down there. And these ones that are coming through, they'll be the next generation of your border patrol. They've got enough in here to fucking start their fucking war with this people. Make no mistake about it. Migrants who crossed the border from Mexico into the United States, according to year-end numbers released by U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Tuesday in El Paso, the El Paso sector witnessed the largest percentage increase of illegal border crossing in all categories. The apprehension of migrants illegally crossing the border is at the highest level since 2007 when agents apprehended 858,638. That's, see, they make that sound like they're apprehended. Oh, they got them. Them ones ain't getting it. No, every fucking one of them's here. And Trump was going to, remember, deport every freaking one of them. Remember that? Not one, and I said it back then. Not one of them's leaving, people. He's going after the criminals, you know, those goddamn bad guys, those MS-13 gang members that came in with the fucking tattoos and stuff, and they didn't notice it. Just like that guy walked out of that goddamn prison. They didn't notice it and just let him right in and gave him a plane ticket to your fucking neighborhood. The apprehension of the family units was not tracked in 2007, but this year marks a record for the category, 473,000. This number is nearly quadruple 2018's report of 107,490 migrant family apprehensions. And they keep throwing that apprehension shit in there. You're not apprehending anybody. You're giving them rides. You've got giving them comfortable rides, and you're feeding them, and you're giving them $257 a day, and you're giving them a plane ticket to wherever they want to fucking go. That's what apprehension means down on the border. Prior to that, there had never been more than 100,000 family apprehensions in a single year. Apprehension numbers declined during the last 4 months of the fiscal year after peaking at 132,589 in May. Why would it slow down the last few months? Oh, that's right. It was summer. And they don't do it in the summertime because it's too goddamn hot. But it's cooled down now, people. So, they're going to be apprehending a whole lot more. I guarantee it. The apprehensions of family units was not tracked in 2007, but this year marks a record of the category at 473,000. This number is nearly quadruple 2018's report of 107,490 migrant family apprehensions. Prior to that, there have never been more than 100,000 family apprehensions in a single year. Apprehension numbers declined during the last 4 months. Now, why was that? Oh, that's right. Summer, too hot. They don't move in the heat like that. I mean, it's just too goddamn coming across those deserts. It's just too fucking hot down there. So they wait for in the springtime, in the winter. They're coming now. A fiscal year after peaking at 132,589 in May. According to previously published reports, this is due in part to the new Mexican immigration procedures negotiated by the Trump administration. They're coming in here at 1,700 a day, people. I think that's the number that I heard on one of their fucking stupid casts when they, you know, just, well, so 1,700 a day coming in. 1,700 a day. In just a 24-hour period, we recorded more than 5,800 people in a single day back in May, CBP Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan told reporters at a press conference in El Paso on Tuesday. On a single day back in May, we actually had 20,000 individuals in custody. For how long? How long does it take to fill out the paperwork and give them their fucking money and give them their fucking plane tickets? We had a capacity of 4,000. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you have to also think about, you know, how many jobs are being, what am I trying to say here? I mean, we're laying off people all the time just so we can hire these fucking assholes. I mean, that's what's happening. They're not only coming in at $1,700 a day, but we're losing, I mean, Americans, nationals are losing at least that many jobs a day and being replaced by these assholes. So it's a double fucking whammy, man.
Absolutely. You know, back, I can't remember what it was that Barack Obama had been bragging about the 70,000 jobs he had created. And then an article came out and said that every single fucking one of those 70,000 jobs went to a fucking illegal that came into this goddamn country unlawfully against our fucking law. It was taken from a fucking American national. Earlier this month, these immigration procedures broke up a caravan consisting of approximately 2,000 from Central America, Africa, the Caribbean island, and the Caribbean islands, Breitbart, Texas reported. The group began to move northward from Tapachula, Chiapas, early one morning after being held up for official travel documents. So they were still issuing them documents to travel. Go ahead and head for that. Go into America, man. That's where you're headed. You got your $15 an hour job waiting. When they won't pay an American that $15, but they don't have to pay nothing, for, you know, no taxes, none of this shit, man, when they hire these motherfuckers. And every once in a while, every few months, they'll go in and raid a place, and they'll take a couple of hundred, because that's going to stop the fucking 100 million of these son of a bitches that are here. And, there's no talk from Trump anymore about sending the fucking, just the regular fucking invaders back. It's just those MS-13, the drug. It's all about drug smuggling and about the drug smugglers, and really don't care about the fucking the millions fucking coming in here and fucking just taking the place over through attrition. The group quickly encountered Mexican federal police and members of the newly formed National Guard. When the group came upon the police and soldiers, some scattered while others surrendered. This caravan no longer exists. No, it's sitting here in fucking America. Migrant rights advocate Irino Majaja told the AP, no, they're here, right here in the United States. They weren't fucking stopped. They're not stopping no fucking buddy. Don't you fucking believe it for a second. They are pouring in here. I see it every time I go to town. I see it. I see more and more. At some fucking point, people, they outnumber you. While the number of
the billionaires the billionaires are getting richer and richer and richer. Mm-hmm. I mean, good Lord, put the pieces together, people.
That's it, man. While the number of migrants apprehended while crossing the border into the United States fell during the last 4 months of summer, Commissioner Morgan stated the numbers are still crisis level. So last month it was down to 52,000. Only 52,000 got across last month. Boy, that's way down, people. He's got her sealed up. He did it. He did what he told. Oh, wait a minute. He told us he was going to deport every one of them. And no more were coming in. Even the DACA. The DACA ones were going. He was going to end DACA on day one, remember? But now they got you fucking wound up in this fucking soap opera. Impeachment, dumb bullshit, fucking shit. You know, every time they fucking did come in, they're like, breaking news. We got breaking news on the impeachment process. And they're going to have a vote and all this stuff. And I mean, this is just turning the media to one fucking channel and keeping it there when people want to see what's going on. That's the only thing they know is to go to that fucking TV. Every time I see it, this is very important. This asshole here went in to talk to this asshole here, and it's very important. And I look around me and I check my fucking bank account. I check everything and I things are getting worse. Well, how is this doing anything for anybody? But all this is doing is just a time to entrench people. They're pumping them in here just like with the, when it was discovered that they were monitoring every fucking phone call, every fucking stroke on the computer, every fucking email. Remember they came out, we can't do that. That's against the law. That's against the law. We can't do that. And then they fucking did, there was some kind of shit that came up, but probably, I think it was about around time they did Libya. And then people were watching that, it became, and then they're just here. And now, you see what these fucking new propagandists are doing? They're trying to act like, now we're the workers. Those are fellow workers. Those aren't fucking invaders from another country that have taken everything that we don't fucking... Why would we need more fucking workers? If the American people that fucking outnumber these son of a bitches 10,000 to 1 don't want them here. They know you don't want them here. But no. Those aren't the illegal invaders we were talking about and Trump was talking about and deporting. Those are your fellow workers, and we got to join in communism to overthrow this capitalist fucking system. When it's all the same son of a bitch is shitting through the same fucking hole, Morgan stated. But that's still a significant increase from this time last year. Morgan compared May's daily peak to nearly 6,000 to the September daily average of 1,400 apprehensions per day. That's still a crisis level. I mean, apprehensions, they're not apprehending any fucking body. This is how many are coming in. That's what, and shit, people, hey man, get out there and vote. Man, that impeachment thing, God damn them. All them Trump tards out there in their fucking dunce red hats are going to go out there. They're trying to impeach our president. They're trying to overturn the red election thing. And I voted my corporate straw man. And I'm going to go vote. Go vote, you fucking fool. Your children will piss on your fucking worthless ass fucking graves for what you have done to them. Family unit migrant crossings are of particular concern to CBP officials due to the increase in resources required to care, transport, and process them. That's apprehension, okay? Care, transport, and process them. And then they go on their way right on across your fucking border illegally. They're telling you they're coming in illegally, but they're, wait a minute, they're caring for them. They're transporting them. Isn't that illegal? Isn't that aiding and abetting a fucking crime? At least it's an invasion. Highest treason you could fucking commit. And processing them. But, of course, they're their brothers. Because this is the generation before this generation that fucking crossed into this country illegal. That's your fucking border patrol down there bringing their people in. During fiscal year 2019, border patrol agents apprehended. That means cared for, transported, and processed 473,682 family unit aliens, according to the 2019 Southwest Border Migration Report. This is an increase of nearly 350%, 350% over last year's record apprehension. Apprehension means care for, transport, and process. That means give them fucking money. Give them a fucking plane ticket or a bus ticket to wherever they want to fucking go. And make sure they got a fucking HUD house when they get there. Or an apartment. So, I mean, because when the government's paying, your fucking stolen money, they can afford to pay fucking $1,200 for a one-room apartment. And then some American who can work 40 hours a week and live in their fucking car. The apprehension of unaccompanied alien children also increased by 52% to 76,020. And this is what this whole thing with, you know, all this shit in the Middle East, they go from one thing to another. You know, right now they're at the extreme in the Middle East. Because, you had fucking Trump stand up and go, that's my oil field now. I might split it up with Exxon Mobil. Well, we were going to go in there and exploit that oil for us. And I took the oil. We now have control of all the oil in the Middle East, okay? You see, that's what your children were dying for. Fighting for your freedom and liberty is what they told you. You're going and you're going to fight for freedom and liberty and for the American way. The American way must be fucking empire building and stealing other people's resources and murdering them. Murdering their children with phosphorus bombs, you low-life sons of bitches.
It's embarrassing as hell, man. I can't even believe what's coming out of his fucking mouth.
Well, nobody does. That's why, all this poll shit. That's why they're throwing all these polls and surveys at you. All these polls and surveys are fucking meaningless. You know they're meaningless. Why? Because you can look at what's happening. You can look out the window and see the fucking, the view of what's happening. Pardon?
Hillary.
Yes, sir.
Hillary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What are the Trump tars saying about when he made this statement? You know, I mean, that, you know, those are still on his team. What are they saying when he's saying he's going to go in there and he's going to take those people all? I mean, he's just going to big boy they all. He's just going to take they all. I mean, what are those fools are saying now? If that don't wake him up, nothing will.
Well, you see, he comes into these towns, and you know, there are there's 400 million people in this country if you want to count the invaders. And see, you know, there was a crowd of 20,000. Well, what is 20,000 and 300 million people? That's what, you know, people, just like they can't comprehend math anymore, like the size of the earth or anything. They just cannot comprehend. There was 20,000. Well, you bust in and you got 20,000 and all the local masons and all the fucking local industry that's fucking using this fucking slave labor that think they're really got a fucking hand in the game. When they don't realize that as soon as they get this fucking part here taken care of and get rid of the American nationals and put those 40 caliber bullets to our heads, you're next, motherfucker. You think they're going to leave you with anything? You are the dumbest of the dumb. And you know, that's the one thing that they don't realize is that the first thing the communists do is they fucking take out the son of a bitches that put them in power. Why? Because they're traitors. They will turn. they're stupid. They have elevated the most ignorant people in this country to the highest fucking levels. And that's, they will, you, when the shit hits the fan, well, they're not going to get that far. We're going to be the ones that toss those motherfuckers out and hang them. But the bottom line is this is their M.O. They go in and who are the first people they got to get rid of? Well, the people that they can't trust. Who is the people they can't trust? Well, the people we couldn't trust, evidently. Because we had laws in place that kept us all free and at liberty and prosperous. And these motherfuckers had no problem going along with fucking violating those laws because they for mammon, they could be bought off for a fucking song. They'd sell their own fucking mother. Those are the son of a bitches you got to get rid of first, and they know it. They're too stupid. Like I said, you know, a stupid person in this country is as dangerous as a fucking Rottweiler. That is what has got us to this point. You are not talking about this whole population being this goddamn stupid. You're talking about 18 to 20%, but 18 of 20% of 400 million people, you know, yeah, you can get a crowd of 20,000 and they all wear red dunce hats and scream and everything, and it's just like the fucking polls. Oh, everybody must want it. Look at them out there screaming and the way they've been pushing the sports. You know, like this fucking the World Series and all this stuff. It's go team. You want to be on the winning team. It doesn't matter if the winning team is a bunch of fucking maniacal fucking child raping maniacs that intend to kill everybody in this fucking country that owns it. But my team's winning. My team's winning. Look at my dumb dunce hat. I'm going to go help them win with my corporate fucking vote. It ain't even your vote, you dumbass. All you're doing is signing a permission slip for them to put your corporation into their pile. You dim-witted
bastards.
Yeah, that
18% is the gerrymandered, you know, fucking scumbags that Trump is talking to. That,
oh, yeah.
18% is all that he's talking to, man. Nobody else.
And that's all that's going to vote. I mean, they'll say so many million people, but so many million people when you got, you know, hundreds of millions of people, when you look at the person, see, they don't want you to be able to do, maybe that's why they have the Common Core math. They don't want you to do simple adding and subtracting. You're only talking, you don't even have a referendum. You don't even have fucking 20% of the fucking peoples saying that you can be a government. That is not, I mean, this is a democracy, you see. In a democracy, if 51% of the people don't want it, you don't got it. 51% of the people want it, you got it. You ain't got 51% of the fucking people. You got a fucking 20 fucking percent split, 18 to, you know, to 12, whatever's left. I mean, the goddamn communists, they are so fucking few and far in between, it's hard for them to show a fucking crowd. That's why they're playing this fucking game with the impeachment and all this shit. Well, at the same time that they're putting 20 fucking candidates up that aren't even fucking, I mean, it's all stupid. It has come to the point with what we are reading and what they are showing us that you would have to be a fucking moron to go along with, I mean, to buy into it, to even think that any of it's real. You know it's not. You know, they tell you it's a propaganda program. What they just did over in the Middle East with that Baghdadi, a propaganda program. They admit it. That's what we're doing. We're propaganda. And we're going to get we're going to keep on doing this with 20% of the fucking population because the rest of you won't do nothing about it. And all you got to do is just enforce the fucking law, which is your absolute right. It is your duty. This is a fucking insanity. Better think it through, because they've sure as hell got enough goddamn of these fucking foreigners across your country that hate your fucking guts and would come in and cut you up with a machete across this border to put the fucking, because see, Trump, he's getting ready to do a surge, and you mean a purge. And he's got enough of these fuckers that hate your fucking guts, have been taught to hate your guts since they were little children, to have him a fucking little army. Not to mention the fucking, and the Blackwater motherfuckers, they will be in charge of the fucking little brown army that's going to come at you. So you got what you, like I said, shoot for the suit. We're going to have to kill over whoever we're going to have to kill. We're going to lose a couple million people through fucking the stupidity of fucking, and the greed, and the fuck, just the moronic fucking minds of a handful of fucking traitors. We're going to lose it. But when you go, after we've lost those couple million people, when you go for fucking revenge, don't fucking back off. Don't give them no fucking quarter, no fucking mercy. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And that'll be it. No fucking mercy. That's the Word from the Trenches.